When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Williams and his orchestra open the show with Swing Is Here to Sway. If you're interested in having your home look its very best for Thanksgiving, then be sure to order Johnson's self-polishing glow coat from your dealer tomorrow. Apply some of this easy-to-use, no-rubbing polish to your kitchen linoleum and watch the transformation. In 20 minutes, the floor will be dry, shining with a beautiful, bright polish that absolutely shuts out dirt and stains and saves the floor from wear. If you happen to spill any turkey gravy or cranberry sauce on the linoleum, think nothing of it. The spots will wipe off in a second and leave no stains. Order Johnson's self-polishing glow coat tomorrow and protect and beautify all your floors before Thanksgiving. Molly still visiting her Aunt Sarah, Fibber is a temporary bachelor, with Silly Watson helping him keep house. And here, sitting in the living room, reading the morning paper, we find Fibber McGee.
Hey, Sil.
Yes, sir?
Reading the paper here where this Englishman brings a car over here and drives it 317 miles... Hey, what's the matter with you, Sil? What you got there?
I just get me a postcard from President Roosevelt.
Postcard from President Roosevelt? Oh, that's the unemployment census.
Yes.
Here, let me see that a minute. I'll help you fill it out. Oh, here we are. Now, let's see. First print full name. Well, Silvius Watson. Next, do you live on a farm?
Well, maybe we better say yes, please. This government's awful good to farmers.
No, I think we better keep it honest, Sil.
Yes, sir.
Now then, what is your complete home address?
Complete, sir?
Yeah.
1842 Oak Street, third floor back, second room, left half of bed. I sleep with my brother considerable, please.
Okay, how many hours did you work last week?
Now, let me think, please. Mm-hmm. Well, I sweep out the drugstore for Mr. Kramer, and I shoveled the snow off the sidewalk at Mr. Toots. It seemed like it was about 200 hours, please, sir.
Work 200 hours? Hey, there's only 168 hours in a whole week, Sil.
Honestly,
sir? Sure.
I sure work hard last week, didn't I?
Well, I'll just make it 48 hours. Now, the next question. How many other workers are there in your family living at the same household with you?
None, sir. Hmm? Out of the whole 14, I'm the only one what do any work.
Oh, well, I got to put them down as wanting work, then.
Well, I thought you'd say not to lie to the old government, sir.
They need work, don't they?
Well, yes, sir, but do it say need or want?
Never mind, I'll say 13. And it says here, they should each make out a separate card.
Yes, well, I'll tell them, but they, none of them can write real good. They kind of illegitimate.
You mean illiterate?
Yes, sir. Well, they all kind of anti-educated, sir.
Well, here's the last question. What was your total income, cash or other, last week? Do not include payments from Relief, WPA, CCC, or NYA.
But you better make that $7.20 from the CG.
CG, what's that?
Crap game, please, sir.
I can't say that. I'll just say temporary employment in rolling mill, $7.20. Okay, Sil, sign right here.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's it now. Now, you go mail that right away. Oh, and speaking of mail, did any mail come from you this morning?
Yes, a little old package and a letter. Here it is.
Oh, a package, eh? I wonder who could...
I don't know.
Hey, look, Sil, somebody sent me a fountain pen. Wonder who that's from.
Well, maybe it's saying the letter, please.
Huh? Oh, yes, I see. November the 16th. Dear Fibber, I saw in the paper where it was your birthday, so I'm sending you this fountain pen as a token of our esteem. Shucks, he shouldn't have did that. I need a wristwatch more than a pen. We hope Molly will be back soon.
Well, me too.
With just you on the air, it reminds us of a bee in a revolving door. You're ambitious, but you can't swing it. You're a faithful fan. Your faithful fan, Oscar Earp. Hey, that's kind of a nice letter. Imagine old Oscar sending me a fountain pen.
Well, maybe he think you're going to need it, please, sir, for writing checks. Now you're rich.
Now that I... Yeah. Hey, what are you talking about? I ain't rich.
Well, maybe you ain't seen it yet, sir.
Seen what?
Well, it's all in the newspaper there where Fibber McGee wins all them little old sweepstakes money.
Sweepstakes?
Yeah.
You mean that sweepstakes ticket that I bought is the winning ticket? Where'd you see that, Sil? What page is that on? Oh, here it is. Can you imagine? Well, for the Fibber McGee, 79 Wistful Vista, takes a $100,000 prize in Scandinavian sweepstakes. $100,000. Get my hat and my overcoat, Sil. I'm going shopping.
Yes, Miss McGee.
Captain McGee to you. My ship just come in. See about world cruises. Yeah, I went, sorry, sis. I didn't know.
Oh, for goodness sakes, it is Mr. McGee. Oh, if you aren't the one, though. Can you imagine winning $100,000 in the sweepstakes?
Oh, it's easy, sis. You've just got the knack.
Mr. McGee, we civic club women are trying to get enough funds together to put up a memorial horse trough.
A horse trough? Why, shucks, there ain't a horse in the whole town.
Oh, well, we know that, Mr. McGee. But we all agree that a horse trough is so quaint. We were sort of undecided about which to do, a horse trough or a sundial in the lobby of the public library.
Well, that's a clever idea. Sundial in the lobby of the library. Did anybody suggest a bird bath in the county jail?
Oh, Mr. McGee. No, really, we're horribly serious about the whole thing. So what can I tell the girls you are going to do toward our horse trough, Mr. McGee? Let me see. I just think I'll put you down for $300.
You what?
I'm putting you down for $300.
Hey, wait a minute. $300? Wow. Oh, okay. Put me down for $300. After all, what's $300 to me? Just a drop in the horse trough.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Miss McGee. Here, now, just sign this pledge card. Have you a pen?
Yep, I just got a new pen from one of my fans. There you are, sis.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss McGee. The girls will be so happy.
Fine.
Your name will be on the bronze tablet on the horse trough. You see, it's going to say, in fond memory of all the old horses of Wistful Vista.
Well, that's going to sound pretty good. Well, I better get on with my shopping. Ah, yeah, here we are. Delancey Motor Company.
How do you do?
Hi, bud. How many cylinders in that car in the window there?
16.
16, huh? How many miles to the gallon?
4.
You got anything that'll only get 2 or 3? Economy ain't any object, you know.
Don't worry, this car is expensive to run.
You guarantee that, do you? Oh, that ought to make a nice little job to go on fishing trips with.
Yeah. Or you can haul stones for your rock garden.
That the longest car you got, Bud?
150-inch wheelbase, longest car in the market.
Well, it is, eh? Well, I don't know why they can't make them a little longer for them that can afford it. I'm Fibber McGee, Bud.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I must say you look very healthy.
Oh, I mean my name is Fibber McGee. I just won $100,000 in the sweepstakes.
Yeah? $100,000?
Sure. Didn't you read about it in the paper?
I believe I did, sir. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thanks, Bud. It was nothing. Anybody with grit and determination could have done the same thing. Give me an order blank.
An order blank. Yes, sir.
I'll take a car just like this one. Only with pigskin upholstery, a gold knob on the gear shift lever, purple body trimmed in silver, and before you fill the gas tank, Bud, put in a quart of Christmas night perfume. I don't want the exhaust to smell like no ordinary carbon monoxide.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when do you wish delivery, sir?
As soon as you can get it. Where do I sign?
Oh, right here, sir. Have you a pen?
You betcha. One of my fans gave me one for my birthday. Kind of plain, but I ain't the one to let prosperity go to my head.
I'm sure you're not, sir.
I'll say so. And say, have them horns tuned up so as they say, Fibber McGee, Fibber McGee. Oh, that's all, bud. Let's see. Where do I got to go to next? Oh, yes. Some nice lingerie.
Hello there, Fibber. Congratulations. I hear you won the Scandinavian sweepstakes.
You betcha, Harpo. I guess that'll show some of the folks around here that says I'd never amount to much.
Yeah, you certainly were lucky.
What do you mean, lucky? Why, shucks. That's the way with fellas like you, Harpo. When a man makes good, you say, ain't he lucky? Why, you never think of the hours of toil and the worry and the knowledge necessary to do what I done.
Yes, I'll bet you have to work pretty hard to win a sweepstakes.
Why, you got no idea, Harpo. First thing you got to do is set a goal for yourself. Now, my goal was $100,000. Day and night, I'd think of ways to make $100,000.
And day and night, I could think of $100,000 ways to use Johnson's wax, the finest protective
Harpo.
Polish that you...
Harpo, shush. You'll have to quit that stuff from now on. Remember, I'm a rich man.
Yes, I know. And that reminds me. Can you give me that fiver you owe me?
No, but here's a tanner we owe our listeners. Elmo Tanner whistling and Ted Weems playing Remember Me. Remember me, the guy that won the sweepstakes? Take it, Ted.
Thank you.
buy some lingerie. Hi, sis. I just seen the sign on the window. Fitzpatrick, Kelly, and O'Toole, genuine Irish lace.
That's me. You're looking on Miss Fitzpatrick, Kelly, O'Toole, Leibovitz.
Oh, then you are Irish.
Irish, listen, Letty Book. I'm so Irish like Patty's pig, which I shouldn't even mention Von Faten Bigotti.
Well, if you're really Irish, can you dance the Kerry dance?
The Kerry dance, he's asking. I'm even improving on it.
Huh?
With me, it's the Kesh and Kerry dance.
Well, listen, sis. I want some nice lingerie for my wife. You got some?
Have we got some? Have we got some? They got it from old prices up to rock bottom.
Well,
sit down. I'll have the modeling to show you something extravagant.
Oh, no. I don't want to look at Noma. I mean,
wait a minute. Miss Goldberg, a modeling, please. Step this way. Vodka, a little sister, Missy. That's it. Whoops, don't you stumble, or it'll be out of your commission. Turn around. Isn't that charming? That's okay, Mitzi. Well, wasn't it beautiful, mister?
Huh? I don't know. I didn't look.
What?
I didn't look. She didn't have much... I mean, her clothes... That, why, shucks, she ought to be ashamed of herself walking around that way. Well, I'll tell you, sis. You fix up about $500 worth of that stuff and send it out to Fibber McGee, 79 Wistful Vista. Collect. Here, I'll sign this blank order slip. There.
Fibber McGee?
Betcha.
Excuse me, are you the gentleman that stands in the newspaper you're making $100,000 on this fifth state?
Yeah, that's me, sis. Send that lingerie right out.
You said it, my pal. Sure, a little bit of heaven's falling from the sky today.
Let's see. What's next? Oh, yes. Speedboat. There we are. Hi, bud. Show me something in cabin cruisers and speedboats.
All right, sir. What size?
Well, I don't know, bud. Something pretty big. The last yacht I had rubbed against the pier.
Oh, all right, sir. How about these cabin cruisers here?
How much do they run?
Oh, from 3,000 on up.
Hey, what is this, the rowboat department? Come on, bud. Show me something with class. Price ain't no object.
Oh, I see. You're a very enthusiastic yachtsman, sir, I must say.
Huh, you must, eh? Well, I am, Si. Used to own my own little sloop. My own little sloop named Hanky. But I lost it in a bad blow around the horn. Blow Me Down McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, you don't say.
Blow Me Down McGee, the big brutal barnacle bucko with big bunchy biceps, boldly bulldozing brawny bilge bums, beating the blustering bosun's brains against the bulkhead for buying busted binnacles, and brilliantly beating better boats from Baltimore to Bimini Bay.
Well, possibly, sir, you'd be interested in this yacht here. 330 feet long, diesel engine.
Oh, well, now you're getting someplace. Then, hey, what's your name, bud?
Jones. Why did you ask?
Oh, nothing. You remind me of a guy I know named Wilcox.
Harlow Wilcox?
Yeah, that's the guy. You know him?
Oh, yes. Distant relative, in fact. The black sheep of the family.
Why do you call him a sheep?
Because he can be herded every Monday night on the Belly Johnson Wax Show. He can be heard at announcing that Johnson's wax is the greatest...
Jones.
Yes, sir. Yeah, right there. Now, about this yacht.
How much?
$53,000.
I'll take it.
Which includes broker's commission.
I'll take it. Wrap it up. Make out the order to Fibber McGee.
Yes, sir. The Fibber McGee that won the sweepstakes?
That's me, bud.
Oh, here's a pen, sir, if you'd get to sign the order for the yacht.
Yes, oh, never mind. I got a pen, bud. See, one of my fans gave me that. Leaks a little, but he meant well. I always says, never look a gift pen in the clip. Oh. Ain't I the clip, though? Well, here you are, bud. Deliver the yacht at 79 Wistful Vista.
Yes, sir. But wait a moment, sir. There's no water there.
Well, there will be by the time you get it delivered. I'm having a canal dug from my house to the lake. Maybe I should have investigated a little further before, Bono. Oh, well, what's 50,000? Oh, hi, Clark.
Hello, Fibber. I hear you just cleaned up on the sweepstakes.
You betcha. 100,000 smackers.
How did you ever do it?
Sheer persistence, Clark, my boy. Why, when I was just a young feller out west on a ranch, I took good care of myself. I always kept good hours, exercised regular, and done a good dude every day. And now look at me, worth $100,000.
Say, when you get through sounding your dough, may I sing?
Sure, Clark. What are you going to sing?
If it's the last thing I do.
Oh, that's the spirit. Folks, Clark Dennis is going to sing if it's the last thing he does. Take it, Ted.
The stars guard the moon above me. That's just how I'll guard our love. So love me, please love me. If it's the last thing I do, I'll take your hand. Though I won't say a word, you'll understand. I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. If it's the last thing, will be the best thing if it's the very last thing I do.
If you're not satisfied with oily furniture polishes that leave a sticky film to collect dust on chair arms and tables, then you'll certainly want to try Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish. The polish that contains no oil to attract dirt and show finger smudges. The polish that gives a beautiful, protective wax luster without hard rubbing. Ask your dealer for Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish.
Excuse me, buddy. Can you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
Can I spare a dime? I guess you don't know who you're talking to, bud. Here's $10. Might want a piece of pie, too.
Oh, gee, thanks. Can you spare enough so I can get it alamoed?
Why, sure. Here's another $5. I'm Fibber McGee, bud. Just won the sweepstakes. $100,000.
Yeah?
Yep.
They just made me king of Romania.
Ah, your majesty.
Ah, you're nuts.
That's so. All right, give me... Oh, well, can't blame him much. Everybody envies the guy who really gets something.
Well, for a scream's sake, if it isn't Fizzer, as sure as I'm a foot deep.
Nick DeFopoulos. Hi, Nick. How's everything?
Oh, everything is huckly-duckly, Fizzer. And with you, I guess everything is being pretty good, too, with winning those big money in the cheapskates.
Sweepstakes, Nick.
Sure, I'm not arguing. When money is talking, the populace is as quiet as a rat. With $100,000, Fizzle, you can do your Christmas shopping early. And you know the old saying,
huh?
It's the early worm that is getting the big apple. You grab me?
Well, it wasn't all luck, Nick. Even when I was a little kid, people knew something like this had happened to me. Why, even my teacher in the third grade would look at me and say, that boy'll be lucky if he ever makes a dollar. And I was, Nick. Just fate, I guess.
Sure, Fizzer. Fate is being a good thing, I'm thinking. Why, last week, Mrs. DePopulis is going to a fortune teller, and the fortune teller is saying, Aha, she is saying, there are two dark men who is not crossing your path tonight.
Two dark men not crossing her path that night?
Sure. Huh? And believe me or don't, Fizzer, that very same evening, our radio is getting a short circuit, so my wife is not listening to Amos and Andy. Well, so long, Fizzer. If you're not going someplace for Thanksgiving dinner, we won't be home either.
I spent about 90,000 so far. It gives me about 10,000. Let's see, what have I got on this list here?
Oh, hello there, Mr. McGee. Oh,
hi, bud.
Remember me?
Don't believe I do.
Oh, come on. You know me. I'm Oscar Earp. I sent you a fountain pen for your birthday. Huh? Remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Oscar. Thanks. I'll see you later.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I just won $100,000 on the sweepstakes.
You didn't?
Yes, I did. You got a newspaper there? Look on the sport page there, that
okay.
Paper.
Okay. Where?
Right up here. You see? It says, correction. We wish to correct the statement made this morning wherein we said that Fibber McGee of 79 Wistful Vista was winner of the Scandinavian sweepstakes. This statement should have read, Philip McGee of 1437 Oak Street. Oh, this is awful. This is terrible.
What is?
I owe 90,000 bucks. I thought I had that money coming when I went.
Oh, forget it. How'd the pen work?
Oh, too good, Oscar. Too good. I've signed my life away with it. I've signed orders for $90,000 worth of stuff. Oh, now I haven't got any
money. Wait a minute. You signed all the orders with a pen I sent you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, ain't that rich. That was a gag, McGee. Oh. That pen has disappearing ink in it.
Oh, I know, but I'll sure go to... What was that you said?
Your signature wouldn't last for 10 minutes. As soon as that ink dries, it disappears.
It disappears, and then I... nobody can... Whoopee! I'm poor again! Wowie! Take it, Ted!
There's no guesswork about it. When you buy Johnson's self-polishing glow coat for your linoleum and floors, you know you're getting the finest no-rubbing floor polish that can possibly be made. Glow coat never streaks or smears, goes on smoothly and evenly without effort on your part. Just try glow coat on a piece of linoleum that's dull and lifeless looking. See the miraculous change. That drab old linoleum takes on new life and sparkle, changes to a lovely polished surface right before your eyes. If you want your floors to shine with a beautiful protective polish that won't collect dust and dirt and will save you hours of cleaning time, ask your dealer for Glow Coat, GLO-COAT, Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat in the attractive yellow can.
Now, folks, I'm sorry that Molly couldn't be with us tonight, but she's improving wonderfully and we'll have her back again very, very soon. Both she and I want to thank you sincerely for your nice letters and your loyalty to us and to Johnson's Wax. Good night. Good night, Molly.
This is Marlo Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at this same time. Good night.
Heard on this program was Swing is Here to Stay from Alabama Goes to Town. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is WMAQ, Chicago.